Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure as always. Beverly Williams is our guest. She's our good friend, an original member of our Brain Trust. She is the 2002 Home-Based Business Advocate of the Year, a national award the SBA gave her, much deserved, about 10 years too late. She's the co-author of The 30-Second Commute, which is an outstanding book. If you're home-based or want to be, you got to have that book. And she's our good friend, Beverly Williams. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you. It's always my pleasure.
It's a pleasure for us, too. Garrett County, Maryland, ladies and gentlemen, mm-hmm. is a little piece of pie part of Maryland over in the west side. Mm-hmm. It's like a little slice of pie over there, isn't it?
Yes, it is. That's exactly what we look like.
Hard by to West Virginia and Virginia, and could have just as easily have been one of those states as Maryland.
Well, it actually originally was going to be part of West Virginia, I believe,
and they didn't want it. They didn't want you or something. Is that what happened?
I don't know what they. I mean, they're fools that they are. But most people in the lower part of the state here actually think we are still part of West Virginia. I think, but yeah, it's a beautiful country, though.
A little Brigadoon, ladies and gentlemen, in the middle of America. What's been going on? You guys had an economic summit recently, didn't you?
We did.
What did you learn? What did you talk about?
Well, it was interesting because a lot of businesses were invited and a lot of service providers, and I was on both sides of that fence as a small business, home-based business owner, and as the business counselor for this county. And I listened a lot first. What I found was that a lot of the people who did come were part of the tourist industry here. We sort of have a divided county insofar as we have a resort area, mm-hmm. a man-made lake with a ski resort and, you know, lots of activities that go around that, and a town area that grew up around that resort. And then we have the rest of the county, which is normally about 30,000 residents. And we depend a great deal upon the tourists who come here for those businesses, particularly that are in the lake area. And, of course, there's a trickle-down effect for the rest of the county.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really interesting to see that the people who came were from mostly the hospitality industry, and that they indeed are feeling a little bit of a pinch. One of the things you have to understand is this small rural community, even though it's a resort area, we're one of the last to feel economic pinches and one of the first to recover historically. But we decided as a chamber group to become proactive and find out what was the state of the economy here based on information from the businesses, and what could we do before it hits us any harder to get through until the economy changes back or comes back some. So the tourist industry basically said their lines had been flat for the last couple of years. And what I found as a home-based business advocate here and the small business counselor is that the support industry, the ones that do the services for the tourist businesses, are the ones that tend to be suffering, because the larger companies are able to manage. They are diversified businesses, mm-hmm. in most cases. They have a little more money behind them. They have the opportunity perhaps to lay a few people off, to, you know, pull their belt a little tighter. But the micro businesses, and particularly home based and one person operations,
any cutting gets into their hip pocket.
Exactly.
Not just the business. There's virtually no difference between them and their business.
Exactly. Exactly right. It's really interesting to hear the people who think that they own the economy here, I guess is a nice way of putting it. don't see the need to worry about the little guy. So, as usual, I...
Garrett County is all little guys.
Yeah, well, not those few that think they're bigger.
Yeah.
Don't recognize that necessarily.
They're delusional, aren't they?
They are. They are.
Because they don't realize that they're little too. They're just, they're the biggest of the littles.
Right. Well, they got educated real fast.
I bet they did.
As you know, I'm not one to stand and be a wallflower.
No.
Yeah. That's why they said.
What was the determination? What happened? I mean, what kind of wisdom did you guys come to in that meeting?
They decided that the immediate fix was to concentrate on tourism, to get the tourists back here in bigger numbers, and that over a long term, to provide assistance to the smaller support-type businesses so that they could have immediate help and long-term assistance.
Well, because when the economy does come back, if these people aren't still in business, who's going to do that work?
Thank you very much. That was almost a quote. That was exactly
well.
I've,
you know, you've
I
trained
said.
Me well over the years,
I
Beverly.
I did. I'm proud of you, Jim. You.
Hey, I'm teachable.
Yes, you are. An old dog can learn new tricks. yeah, it was very interesting to see the looks on their faces when you know I talked about the micro businesses and the need to continue to support them through various efforts. That when they pull back and do things in-house instead of outsourcing them to these smaller companies, mm-hmm. that they really are hurting everybody in the long run.
And ultimately themselves.
Yes, ultimately themselves.
So do you think the community got that? I mean, do you think at the end of the day, the community saw that the marketplace needed to kind of stick up for itself?
I wish I could say yes with 100% enthusiasm. I'm not sure that would be correct. I do believe we've taken the first step. Mm-hmm. The next step is to have a broader summit or roundtable discussions, and we're actually going to do that at a chamber membership retreat in the first part of April.
This is something that I'd like to encourage communities across the country.
Mm-hmm.
To work with their chambers of commerce to make things, to get this kind of dialogue going. And we've done it in my community. I've seen it happen in other communities. This, regardless of any kind of wisdom, any kind of, you know, breakthrough moments happen, the conversation is important, folks. 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Everything we do is right there. Hope you'll check it out. Use it to your advantage. And my knowledge base is there, askjim.biz. My blog is there. You can subscribe to my free newsletter, which we'll send you every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. You got 5 seconds? We got something for you to read. You got 1 minute, we got something you can look at. You got 3 minutes, we got something you can read. You got 15 minutes, we got something you can listen to. Lots of somethings there. And, by the way, I'm on Twitter. If you want to follow me, twitter.com/JimBlassingame. I'm there, so check that out, too. Beverly Williams is our guest, and she is the world's home-based business expert. Beverly, I'm on Twitter. Are you on Twitter?
No, I was just thinking... Gosh, I must be behind the times. What's Twitter?
If you're behind Blasting Game, you're really behind, right? Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah.
What's Twitter? You go there.
Facebook, but
now, how come I'm not your friend on Facebook?
Well, I don't know. I guess because I haven't spent enough time out there getting my friend community together. I haven't had time to do that.
You need to befriend me here,
okay.
Beverly.
Yeah, all right.
And you need to find out about Twitter.
If I had more time, less time counseling businesses who are in trouble, and more time to spend doing that, I would do that.
Your businesses are all on Twitter, aren't they? Trying to survive, aren't they?
That's exactly right.
So what are you telling your small business charges there, the little guys that you're counseling? What are you telling them about what to do about right now? I mean, if people aren't coming to Garrett County, what can one company, little company, do over there?
Well, one of the things that I'm finding is they don't have a good marketing plan and they don't have contingency plans. And the ones I've worked with in the past do, and I've told them to go back and review their marketing plan, what was working, what wasn't. That if they have some downtime because they don't have enough clients, this is the time to review it. They should be looking at it constantly, but if they haven't up to now, look at it again. What is it you said you would do that you may not be doing? What did you say you were doing that is working well and you might want to increase that? And what have you perhaps not looked at as a possible source? Of course, I'm very much for strategic partnering and networking, and we're finding that's working. We have a business after hours that we do at the chamber. It used to have maybe a couple dozen people show up. This last one we had over 135. So people are networking,
that's great.
And that's what I'm encouraging them to do.
One thing, Beverly, that it sounds like you're telling them this, what you just said, what I'm reminding people about, is however you did business in 07 and 08 is not how you're going to be successful in 09.
No, exactly.
And I'm not saying that you won't sell the same cheeseburgers that you sold in 08 or the same shoestrings or the same battleships. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying you're going to deliver them. People are going to want to receive them. People are going to use them. They're going to be valid to what they're doing. Mm-hmm. In a different way than they are. Your customers, how relevant you are to your customers in 09 is different from how relevant you were in 08.
We talked about the fact that the tourist industry, we do still have tourists coming here, but they're not spending as much once they're here. So my advice to people who are providing food and other services is to change their marketing words to show the true value, to give the incentive for people to spend their money, what discretionary funds they may have to spend, that they spend it with them. They have to give them, they really and truly have to show the client what's in it for them, for the client. That if it was ever important, and I always felt it was the primary message you had to give anyway, but if you haven't been doing that, if you've been lucky enough that the people were just flocking to you because you were there, you better understand now what's in it for them and be marketing it that way, because that's the only way they're going to let loose of those few dollars that they do have to spend.
And I'll tell you something else, Beverly, that I think everybody has to pay attention to. I think 2009 is not going to be the way of the future. I think 2009 is a transition year between the way we used to do it and the way we're going to do it in 2010 forward.
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm getting at? In other words, even if you figure something out in 2009 that works, don't fall in love with it, because I think we'll have a different attitude, a different approach will be required in the next year from this year.
Well, I think
now, I know that's frightening to a lot of people, and I wish I weren't saying it, but I think that's what I believe. What do you think?
Well, I agree with you, Jim. Absolutely. I think we have to make those changes. If we want to continue to move forward as a country, as an economy, we have to make changes from the way we've been doing things. I know there's people who will disagree with me, but I think we've been fat cats for too long.
Yep.
And we need to get rid of that fat. We need to be more focused and more realistic in what we anticipate and expect, not only from ourselves, but from our colleagues, from our strategic partners, and from our customers. They're going to be expecting something different from us, and we have to be ready to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a transition year in my book as well. I had never thought of it quite in those terms, but I agree with you 150%. So
it's okay to fall in love with what you do. It's not okay to fall in love with how you do it.
Right. That's a good way to put it.
And so I'm not trying to get you not to be in love with your baby, but your baby's going to have to be delivered differently, priced differently, turned upside down, delivered sideways. I don't know what. Hey, Beverly, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Well, you're welcome. It's always my pleasure to be here with you and talk.
Proud of the work you're doing there in Garrett County, Maryland.
Well, thanks.
Beverly Williams, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back. I will be too, with Wayne Cruz on the other side of these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.